Welcome to the Feed Your Soul with Kim podcast. If you're looking to understand and end emotional eating and want to have peace with food, you are in the right place. We focus on intuitive eating and help you feed your soul. I'm Kim McLaughlin, and I am your host. I am a psychotherapist, coach, author, and speaker, as well as a former long-term dieter. I'm so excited for this podcast today because it's called Stop Exercising, A Case for Joyful Movement. We are going to talk about how exercising gets us caught up in the old idea of dieting, and that the new idea through intuitive eating is to engage in what we call joyful movement. Yes, we're going to talk all about movement today. I can't wait. Let's get started. Today, we're going to talk about what I'm calling stop exercising. And I got a question that asked, why do I not want to exercise? And I love that question because it's fraught with problems when we're used to dieting and overeating and binging. And why would we want to exercise? And so often what I find is that when we're working on intuitive eating, that the idea of exercising doesn't show up until later in your recovery, your time integrating intuitive eating into your life. It shows up later on. Sometimes it shows up earlier, and I'm always interested in why that happens. But so the question about why don't I exercise really leads us to why wouldn't you exercise? Why wouldn't you want to exercise? And I came up with some ideas as I was thinking about it in preparation to talk about it. Is why wouldn't you exercise? Well, exercising is connected to diets. Exercise means in diet world that you have to exercise to eat more food. You have to exercise to lose weight. And you also have to exercise in a way that feels stressful and painful. What do they call it? No pain, no gain. The idea of it's really hard to exercise. We're supposed to take it to a level of sweat. Exercise also, I'm going to have to write that down. Exercise equals sweat. And what I find is that sweat is really the most common reason I hear for people not wanting to exercise. What they'll say is like, I don't want to sweat. Like, yeah. And when we're in a larger body, there might be more sweat and it's more uncomfortable. And it, when we're in a larger body, or actually any body, it might be uncomfortable in your body. So yeah, you're not going to exercise. It also, for me, it has this shaming idea of feeling shamed at school. There's a lot of focus on my daughter's in high school right now, and there's a lot of focus on exercise in a way that's really hard. And I often will ask her about the other kids that are maybe struggling with their weight or have body image issues, she tells me how they often seem to kind of go in the corner and say, oh, great. You know, they kind of feel confronted during PE class, during school. So there might be memories of that for you. There also might be memories of feeling shamed about your weight, you shaming yourself or other people shaming you. And so why would I want to be uncomfortable in this workout exercise situation? Also, when I think about exercise, the other thing that I hear a lot of is people are uncomfortable. People that I work with are uncomfortable with exposing their bodies because generally you wear tighter clothes to go to the gym, and that feels exposing, and that feels like uncomfortable. Like, people are going to see me. They're going to think something about me. They're going to think about my weight. Gyms have lots of mirrors. Lots of mirrors. And that can feel uncomfortable too. I'm in tighter clothes. I'm in exercise clothes. And now are all the mirrors. And now I can see myself and I don't look good. I don't like how I look. Often We don't even think we look good in mirrors on a good day. So on a day going to the gym with the hair down, all about and sweaty and movement, it's a hard pass, right? Hard pass. Often there's also the mention of, just the body not feeling comfortable. Your thighs rub, your underarms rub. You have to get a running bra for girls. Like getting one that fits, getting things that fit are really hard to do. And those can be the reasons why not. There are lots of reasons why not. And there's also the memories of remembering when you were younger. And that's all relative. It could be 5 years ago, 10 years ago, when you were a kid, when you were in high school, and that you might have been more active then and feeling shame for not being active anymore, for whatever happened that you gave that up. And the idea of, I used to be thin, I used to exercise, I used to be fit. And there's this regret about giving all that up in the past and not wanting to exercise because there are those bad memories. Also, the thoughts of, when I was thinner, I could do this thing. When I was younger, I could do this thing. When my body was smaller, when I was fitter, I could do these things. And it can lead to bad memories that make us just go, no, I'm not going to want to do that. Because what we end up is we end up judging ourselves. We judge how far we should be along. I should be able to do more. Also, we judge that if I'm going to exercise, I sure as heck better lose weight, and I better lose it fast. So this connection between exercise and weight loss is huge. And then if we put in exercise, we put in food restriction. We don't have energy to exercise. We don't have energy because we haven't eaten much food, or we try and push through it and feel horrible. I used to do that a lot, where I literally would not eat and go out and do a long run in order to lose weight. I would do that repeatedly, repeatedly, and then come back and collapse. And then actually often binge because I was so hungry. I didn't fuel my body in a way that worked for me. And those led to me not wanting to exercise. It was uncomfortable. And there's a lot of connections with exercise that we really have to start pulling apart. So I think these are things that we need to start talking about more, and each of us evaluating, what does exercise mean for me? And what do I think and what do I need? So then the question then becomes the why not? Why don't we exercise? And then the exercise is the other side of it is, why should we exercise? Why should you want to exercise? Exercise is loaded with baggage. There's a lot of baggage with exercise. So I like to change the term, and I like to change the idea of exercise, and I change it into movement. And for me, movement is totally different. And you really get to own the definition of what movement looks like, because movement is different for everybody. And intuitive eating, we call it gentle movement. And gentle movement, once again, is your definition of it. For me, it moves out of that no pain, no gain kind of idea. Do I do something a little out of my comfort zone? Yes. Yesterday, I went to Zumba, and dang, it was out of my comfort zone. I'm not really a dancer, but I love the songs and I love the movement. And so I did anyway. And gentle movement for me is movement that feels good in my body, and my body doesn't hurt. My body doesn't hurt, and I don't get injured by it. When we talk about movement, I think about how we literally have a physical body that's meant to move in whatever way you can move your body. And it's really to the level and capacity and ability that you have. And yours will be different than mine. It just is as it is. Your movement will look different than mine, and mine will look different than yours. What I call movement might not be yours. That might be a hard workout, my level of movement. And your level of movement might be what I would call a very hard workout. I don't know. So it's something that's very personal. And related to your ability and capability, there are people with lots of different abilities. Take that into account. Whatever the ability is, what is it you can do that works for you? We know, you guys, this is so important. We know from studies show that movement is so beneficial. Movement is beneficial. What we know is that it helps decrease depression. It helps how you feel with your energy and in yourself. Movement is not a cure-all to depression. I am not one of those people who will say, if you move your body, you won't feel depressed. I'm not saying that. And if you have chronic ongoing depression, if you're not already seeing a licensed mental health professional, go seek somebody out. Go in your local Google and Google your city and local licensed mental health professionals because there are things to do for depression that are really, really helpful. Movement is one of them, but there are many others. So I want to kind of say that it helps decrease depression. It helps increase energy. It also helps with sleep. It'll just help you sleep better. I actually find, so that's another thing too. Decrease depression, increase sleep. Another thing I find when I go to my esthetician, she says, your face looks good. Your skin looks really good. And what we've come to find is that partly it's because I'm sweating. And so I sweat out all the impurities in my skin and my skin actually looks better. So if that's a motivator for you, rock on and enjoy some movement. Also, movement is just good for your physical body. I don't know about you, but for me, just sitting is not good. I have found that sitting leads to a lot more sitting and it just doesn't feel good in my body. So, on days that I know I'm having a lot of sitting, I'll make sure that I get up to do something that's more active, that's more in alignment for me. At some point of time during the day, because now that we've been in this, post-pandemic time, there has been a lot of staying home and lack of movement. And I just want to encourage you to think about your body and really get in that intuitive eating where we talk about going inside to figuring out what food, going inside to figuring out what kind of activity, what kind of movement works for you. And that leads us into how do you start determining what kind of movement is right for you? It's very personal, and I find that it is related to my body's needs, that intuitive kind of question mark about, okay, Kim, what does your body need today? I actually was going to go to yoga this morning, and I just didn't feel like it. And so I canceled it. And I thought long and hard, should I or shouldn't I? It's like, I don't want to. So I didn't. And I canceled it. It was just my body did not feel like moving in that way today. But I'll end up taking a little walk later on today since I'm sitting doing these recordings. So some questions to help you figure it out is what did you like to do when you were younger? I love that question. I use that question a lot with my clients. What did you like to do when you were younger? When I started reconnecting with my movement, one of the things I loved to do when I was younger was swim. Swim, 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 swim. I loved to swim in the pool. I loved to swim in the ocean. I loved to swim anywhere I could go. And that has made me more focused on making sure I get to the beach. And I got a boogie board a few years ago. I wanted to go boogie boarding. I used to do that when I was younger and I loved it. So when I reconnected as that being part of my movement, I asked for a boogie board and then made plans that we had time going out to the ocean in a place where I actually could use the boogie board. And it was so much fun. Another thing, so I like to be in the water. And so I got a stand-up paddle board to try that. That wasn't something I did when I was younger, but I loved being in the water, on lakes, in the ocean. So the stand-up paddle board helped. I'm not great at doing it. I fall down a lot. I do it as best I can, but it really leads to movement that brings me joy. And so that's the second question. The second question is, what movement brings you joy? I was doing some workouts over the past few years that was just getting a little bit boring to me. I didn't like it. I just felt I needed more stretching, and I continually said and had on some of my goals, I want to get into a yoga studio. I want to go to a yoga studio. I want to go to a yoga studio, but I didn't want to have two gym memberships. So around and around I went, and last November, I joined a yoga studio that has more than yoga, has a lot more things going on than yoga, and it brings me an incredible amount of joy. I have different kinds of yoga that I do because that fits for me and my body right now. This is something that I love to do. I've told you before that there is movement that I like. I like doing weightlifting. That brings me joy. I love the idea of feeling stronger. And those are my goals. You can hear me saying that what is the end result is joy. The end result is feeling more flexible. The end result is feeling stronger. I've never said, nor do I think the end result is weight loss. It's a different kind of idea of the end goal being, it brings me joy and I love doing it. Also, another kind, you know, to know what kind of movement to help you figure it out is what's fun. I used to do when I was a kid, I used to go on the swings. I loved the swings. And whenever we're at the park, I'm on the swing. I love it. And I'm not too old. And I love to do it because it brings me joy, just like when I was a kid. So the question is what's fun for you? What did you like to do when you were younger? What movement brings you joy? What feels like fun? Yesterday in Zumba, they had music. Well, I love music. And so it was so much more fun and easier, quote unquote, to do Zumba with all of this really fun music going on. And oh my God, we had belly dancing skirts. So it was like a little bit of joy in terms of having this colorful belly dancing little skirts on. It was so much fun and it makes me want to do it and it makes me want to come back. So I really encourage you to start embracing the idea of what is fun, what is my body needing, doing that internal gut check, asking your body, what do I need for myself right now? What would be valuable to me? How could I move my body in a way that brings me joy? How can I move my body in a way that is fun? And really getting into this movement as being beneficial and life enlivens you. Enlivens you, bring your joy, bring having fun, and really disconnecting it from weight loss and from having a smaller body. This leads back to the question of why would I want to engage in, or why do I not want to exercise? That was the question at first. Well, because of all those reasons why you don't want to exercise. So what can you do instead? Engage in movement, engage in something fun. I hope that you are going to do something fun. I hope you're going to do something fun today or tomorrow. And I'd love to have you tell me what fun things you do. What fun things are you going to do? Leave me a comment, email me at info@feedyoursoulunlimited.com and let me know what you're going to do because I always love hearing your ideas about what you want to do for movement. And it sometimes reminds me of what other things I'd like to do because I had never thought of them. So I want to thank you all for being here. This was a great question today, and I am so happy you all are here today, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Bye, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Feed Your Soul with Kim podcast. We love bringing you fresh content to help you end emotional eating and start feeding your soul. We would appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave a comment about our podcast so others can find us.